Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com, where every week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 25, The Mystery of the Crystal Skulls. The mystery of the Crystal Skulls has fascinated historians, archaeologists, and conspiracy theorists alike for more than a century. These enigmatic artifacts, allegedly discovered in various locations across Central and South America, are said to possess mystical powers and hidden knowledge. Some claim they are relics of lost civilizations, while others argue they are elaborate hoaxes. The truth behind the Crystal Skulls remains elusive, and their origins continue to be a subject of debate. The most famous of these skulls is the Mitchell Hedges skull, which was purportedly discovered in the 1920s by Anna Mitchell Hedges, the adopted daughter of British adventurer Frederick Albert Mitchell Hedges. According to her account, she found the skull buried beneath a collapsed altar inside a ruined temple in Lubantun, Belize. The skull, made from a single piece of clear quartz, is said to be anatomically perfect and highly polished, leading to claims that it could not have been produced using traditional carving methods. However, there is little evidence to support the story of its discovery, and some researchers believe Mitchell Hedges may have acquired it from an auction rather than an excavation. Other notable crystal skulls include the British Museum skull and the Paris skull, both of which were acquired in the 19th century. These artifacts, made from similar materials, were initially believed to be ancient Mesoamerican relics. However, modern scientific analysis has cast doubt on their authenticity. Studies using electron microscopy have revealed traces of tool marks consistent with modern rotary carving techniques, suggesting that they were likely manufactured in the 19th century, rather than by pre-Columbian civilizations. This has led many experts to conclude that these skulls were created in Europe, possibly in Germany, where skilled artisans were known to produce high-quality quartz carvings during that time. Despite these findings, the legend of the crystal skulls persists. Many believe that they hold extraordinary properties, including the ability to heal, enhance psychic abilities, and store ancient wisdom. Some proponents of these theories argue that the skulls are linked to the lost civilization of Atlantis or extraterrestrial beings who visited Earth in the distant past. This speculation has been fueled by popular culture, with crystal skulls appearing in books, films, and television series that depict them as powerful and otherworldly artifacts. The idea that the crystal skulls possess supernatural abilities has been popularized by various figures, including the British crystal skull researcher Joshua Shapiro. He and others have suggested that the skulls act as energy centers, capable of transmitting knowledge or even communicating telepathically. Some claim to have experienced strange phenomena when in the presence of the skulls, such as changes in temperature, visions, or a sense of heightened awareness. However, there is no scientific evidence to support these claims, and skeptics argue that any perceived effects are likely the result of suggestion or psychological influence. The origin of the belief in crystal skulls as mystical objects can be traced to Mesoamerican cultures such as the Aztecs and the Maya, who used skull imagery in their art and religious practices. Skulls were symbolic of death, rebirth, and the cycle of life, and they played a significant role in rituals. Some scholars believe that the idea of crystal skulls being ancient relics may have been influenced by these cultural associations, combined with the Western fascination with lost civilizations and hidden knowledge. One of the most enduring legends associated with the crystal skulls is the prophecy of the 13 skulls. According to this myth, there are 13 crystal skulls of ancient origin scattered across the world, which must be reunited in order to unlock great wisdom or avert a global catastrophe. This legend has no known basis in any indigenous tradition and is widely considered to be a modern fabrication. Nonetheless, it has captured the imagination of many who believe in the spiritual significance of the skulls. Scientific analysis of the known crystal skulls has consistently pointed to modern origins. Research conducted at institutions such as the British Museum and the Smithsonian Institution has demonstrated that the carving techniques used on these skulls do not match those of pre-Columbian artisans. Instead, The skulls exhibit characteristics associated with lapidary techniques developed in the 19th and 20th centuries. This has led most scholars to dismiss claims of their antiquity and instead classify them as artistic or fraudulent objects. Despite this, the allure of the crystal skulls remains strong. Their intricate craftsmanship and mysterious histories continue to inspire curiosity and speculation. Whether viewed as ancient relics, modern creations, or powerful symbols, the skulls continue to captivate those who seek the hidden truths of the past. For many, the mystery is not just about their origins, but about what they represent, an enduring enigma that speaks to humanity's fascination with the unknown and the possibility that there is more to history than we currently understand. The crystal skulls may not be the supernatural artifacts some claim them to be, but they remain a testament to the power of myth and the enduring human quest for mystery and wonder. As long as unanswered questions remain, the legend of the crystal skulls will continue to thrive, inviting new generations to explore the fine line between history and legend, fact and fiction. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.